A popular Outcast production.
Podcast listeners, welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. I want to say this is episode 27, I think. 27 weeks, man. It's a long time. I'm glad you guys are still listening to this, and any new listeners are picking this up. I am your host, Mike Carpenter, of this podcast, which you just downloaded. I'm in my car, as you can hear. I've been in my car for about the last the last few months of podcasting. Boy, I really want to get some guest episodes up soon. That'll happen shortly, I think. But just scheduling, man. My hours at work are pretty nuts lately, which is good because I have money. At the same time, I'm busy as shit, and I do have bills, so I'm still broke. I have money, but I'm broke. I'm gonna clear my throat here, because I have the worst allergies lately have been killing me. Excuse me. So, this week's episode, I have a few things to talk about. I have a movie to talk about. I'm trying to remember what the hell the title of the movie's called, though, because it's really hard to pronounce. So I might save that for later. I'm going to do a couple little mini recordings here. I want to talk about some things I've just been into recently also. I'm actually in a really good mood today. I don't know why I sound like I'm not. I realize that I'm listening to myself. I'm like, oh shit, you kind of sound like depressed. But no, I'm in a good mood. It's 3:12 in the afternoon. I do have to work tonight, which I'm not looking forward to, but whatever. Things I've been into lately. Thing one, scarves. I love them. I love a scarf. I have an embarrassing number of scarves for anybody. I was going to say for a guy, but I think that's sexist. But realistically, for anyone, I have a lot of scarves. It's pretty fucking outrageous. I was just on Amazon the other day. I bought 3 new ones. That's my life, man. Scarves. Scarves, yo. Oh, God. So interesting. Snapchat, man. I have an addiction. I have such an unhealthy addiction to Snapchat. I have... Oh, boy. I think, there is such a thing as a score on Snapchat, which I guess a lot of people on Snapchat don't know about. Your score is the combination of snaps you send and snaps you receive. Now, granted, I've only been on Snapchat for a few months now. Like, I don't know, maybe, I don't think even 6 months. I'm not sure how long I've had Snapchat now. It hasn't been that long. But my Snapchat score has, I think I'm close, the last time I checked, I was well over the 25,000 mark, which is just absurd to realize in a few months I have sent and received over 25,000 pictures and messages via Snapchat. Yeah, oof. I love it, though. I love it so much. And it's weird, too, because, like, I don't get phone reception at my house. So, like, the only time I am even able to send snaps is if I'm out in the world. Like, I need to go into the main bulk, the actual town, like the busy part of town in my area, where I get cell phone reception or at work. And that is when I use my phone. So I really only use my my phone maybe 1/3 out of the day, and 25,000 snaps. I was at the bar the other night, and from the time I was at the bar till I got home, I think I sent close to 600 snaps. That's absurd. Now, it's not like I'm sending, like, I'm taking 600 pictures. Like, I have a lot of people on my friend list, some of which are probably listening to this right now, because I do have a few listeners who added me from this, which is pretty cool, and I enjoy you guys's, you guys, oh god, I can't speak. I enjoy the pictures that you send to me. They are fun. We have fun little convos going back and forth. I need to get a new battery for my recorder also. I need to remember to do that, because my battery's getting low. Hopefully it doesn't die on me before this is done recording. Oh, what? I'm still trying to think what that movie is called. We're just going to talk about the movie, and then if I remember to say what it's called, I'll just say the title later on, or I'll post it in the description for this episode. I've watched a movie twice recently. I'm trying to think where I've even heard of the movie. I think I read an article about it on bloodydisgusting.com, which is it's a site kind of, I don't think it's blog-ish. Maybe it is. I don't know what, I guess technically the site is, like, considered, but it's for horror movies and horror-related stuff. Anything from games, comics, music, all kinds of shit. But horror movies is kind of its main focus. And they posted an article about this movie, and so I got it and I watched it, and it gave me the panic attack of a lifetime. the movie is, it's kind of like a low-budget independent film about a woman who, for no reason, just starts rapidly decomposing. I don't even know if it's so much like that she's decomposing. I guess that's technical. She's rotting. She is just, her flesh is dying, but she is still alive. And it is, I mean, I am, by all means, a gore hound. I love gory movies. I love fucking just nasty, grossy stuff. And I like the rough side of cinema. Like your, I don't know, some of the weirder exploit stuff. And just, I don't know, the video nasties of the world. Like your, Serbian films and your fucking Salo, 120 Days of Sodom, that kind of shit. And anyway, this one, man, something about it just fucking hit a nerve with me. I'm not sure why. It's kind of weird. Maybe I'm getting old and I don't have the capacity for it. And it's not like it grossed me out. It wasn't like that. It's just, I don't know, watching, and it wasn't even that good, that's the thing. I mean, it's not a bad movie, I enjoyed it, but, I mean, minus it giving me the feeling that I'm going to die soon, I'm gonna remember the title of this movie. I'm gonna plug the movie, and, you know, if you guys wanna watch this shit, you know, good luck finding it, I think, first, and then second, you know, good luck finishing it. It is a very slow-paced movie, but it's just slowly a woman decomposing and her living her life and trying to deal with that. And I don't know, it's just kind of her going nutty. Yeah, it's weird. But yeah, so after watching it the first time, I for some reason felt I should watch it again. I don't know why. That's just me. I watch movies multiple times. Sometimes I'll watch a movie immediately after I just watched it. Like, I'll watch a movie twice in a row, just in a sitting. These are things I do. I'm a lover of the films, cinema, etc. And yeah, second time, no panic attack, but I don't know. I got a better appreciation for the movie, I think. God damn, I wish I could. I'll explain the reason I can't remember what the movie's called. It is one word. It's probably like a billion letters. It's a weird fucking word. Yeah, but I'll look it up then and talk about it later on. Just tell what the title is. So, I've been into that movie lately. I've been watching a fun internet series called Burning Love. It's so funny. It is like a spoof of like your like Bachelor kind of TV shows, like the reality shows. There are three seasons of it, and it's all comedians. I think they started airing it on E, from what I've heard, but like I don't watch TV really. I just got all the seasons, and I mean, I watched it before, but I'm watching it again just because it's so fucking funny. The episodes are only like 8 minutes long, and there's, I don't know, it's just the most ridiculous shit. A lot of good, like, I'm trying to think of some of the comedians who are in it. I know Natasha Leggero, Camille Nanjiani, oh shit, just, I mean, everyone, it has all of the comedians in it. It's great. If you haven't checked out Burning Love, you should, because it's super fucking funny. What else I've been into? Oh my, me oh my. I just watched Two Guns. For some reason, I've been trying to watch every Mark Wahlberg movie that I can find. I don't know why. I think I'm getting obsessed with Mark Wahlberg. Which, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. anyone is a listener of Doug Loves Movies, the podcast, they'll know the Leonard Maltin game, in which he takes fun suggestions from Twitter, suggestions for movie categories, and I sent in a category called Marco YOLO, movies where Mark Wahlberg dies, and they used it on the, I forget, probably about a month ago on some episode. I'm getting obsessed with Mark Wahlberg, man. It's the Funky Bunch. But, alright, so I think I'm gonna pause this here. I'll return later on, and we'll see where it goes. And hopefully I can remember what that fucking movie's called, so I can plug it properly. But, alright, see you soon.
Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you.
Hello again, listeners. I'm back. It is now 6:37 a.m. Just got off work. And apparently, while I was at work, it started to fucking snow. A lot. So, I'm not sure if that'll make my car extra noisy from all the fucking shit on the road. Or from perhaps some dumb asshole crashing into me. I hope that doesn't happen. But, So, while at work, I looked into what the name of that movie is, and I still probably can't pronounce it properly, but I'm going to give it a try. It is Thanatomorphos, or Mofo, whatever, I don't know. I'm not going to even try to pronounce it again. If you really want to know that bad, rewind it and listen to me say that again, and that's pretty much how it's spelled. Yeah, I guarantee, though, if you would Google rotting girl movie or movie about girl decaying, you will... I don't know if there's more than one movie about that. So, that's that. Boom. what else did I had? A couple things. So I am realizing that I listen to the most depressing fucking music of all time. Like, even, like, my happy music is still fucking depressing music. And I did not realize this. I'm trying to make a playlist for somebody, and I'm just thinking, all right, I just want to make some little happy, fun playlist, and I don't have any happy, fun music. It's pretty ridiculous. I never noticed. I listen to some depressing, depressing-ass shit. But, yeah. Weird. Oh, boy. I'm trying to think what to talk about. There's one thing, and I don't want to talk about it yet. There's been just some shit going down, and I'm pretty sure everything will be A-okay soon enough, but, oh boy, just been stressed out lately, and fucking just in a weird headspace, and I don't know, man, shit's getting reals. And I like on this podcast when shit gets real, but shit is getting a little too real as of recent, and I'm hoping everything just fucking calms the fuck down and everything just works out for the best. But we will see, and maybe hopefully in the future I'll be able to talk about all this, and I think I will probably, I would hope within a week or two that I can actually discuss things and blah 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 blah. But till then, mystery. Oh boy. And this asshole behind me is fucking riding my dick. My ass cheeks are getting fucking scraped by the bumper of his car. Especially for this fucking weather. Fuck you, buddy. Jesus. Road rage. Wow, the roads are fucking bad too. Holy shit. I didn't really notice it until I got on, like, the main road here. This is not good. I might call this episode short, even though I think the last million episodes have been pretty short compared to, like, the first dozen, which were all, like, 2 hours and some, and all the last couple months of podcasts have all been, like, 20 to 40 minutes. But guest episodes are coming, I promise. They will happen. Fun topics, fun issues, fun discussions. These things are in the works, but oof. So that's that. Might as well do some plugs here. Yeah, I want to plug a whole bunch of shit. First off, there is a new podcast on the podcast network. Let's Get Twihearted. Anyone who has listened to the Popular Outcast podcast and has been listening for a while will know there used to be a segment where Jeff would read, well, Jeff was listening to the audiobook of Twilight and then deconstructing it and making fun of it and having a good time with Bill, Mike, and various guests. And it is now its own podcast, and it is fucking hilarious. There is, like, I guess technically two episodes, but really technically one episode. There's a prologue episode and then the actual first chapter so far. The first chapter was great. One of the best podcasts, just period, I've ever heard on this network from anyone. It is fantastic. It is super funny. You should definitely check it out. I have also been asked to do a theme song for the episode, and I have a good theme song of mine, so I'm going to try to work something out for this one, and I have a little bit of time yet, so I should be able to work on it and get some shit done, so hopefully I can get that taken care of. Hooray. Also, just listen to every show on the network, man. There's some good quality shit on this network. You have Me and My Depression, there is Jeff in Motion, there's, well, just the main Popular Outcast podcast, there is the Delusional Loners, there is Girls on Girls, one of my personal favorites. Other ones that I'm forgetting because my brain is focusing on not getting me killed in this weather. But check out some other shows on the network, and you know, there's good content. And it's free. Hooray. But as for contacting me, you can look me up on Facebook. You know, that's easy to do. You can send me any kind of feedback that you feel worthy to send me. Via Facebook, you can email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. You can message me on Twitter, at Mike's Shit. I've actually been a little more active on Twitter recently, so I like it. I always forget how much I like Twitter, and then for some reason I just kind of fade out every couple months, and then I get real back into it for a while, and that is just how I do Twitter. you can call me. I'm a Google Voice mailbox. That's 702-PODCUNT. 702-PODCUNT. Blah, 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 blah. You can always go to the actual blog page, which is, what is it? mixingitup.popularoutcast.com, I think. Something like that. Message me on there. I'm pretty good at responding to anyone who ever messaged me with anything podcast related. I don't think I've ever just kind of let someone... Yeah, I think I've responded to every single message I've ever gotten. So I'm pretty good with that. So if you want to start dialogue, let me know. And we can chat and have fun. The most important thing, which I guess I already talked about, is Snapchat. Dude, add me on Snapchat. Shit is fun. What rumble strip am I on? I can't even see road right now. Holy goddamn. But yeah, you know, MIUWMC. It's my Snapchat name. We'll send pics. It'll be fun. Hooray. I just want to give my cell phone number. I'll be like, give me a call sometime. Just talk to me. But I'm not going to do that because that would be weird. But, I mean, realistically, though, like, I will be your friend if you talk to me. That's just how the world works. That's how I work. If you listen to this, we probably have very similar interests. And if you're interested in me enough to actually listen to this, then I love you, and we should be friends. Let's talk. Hooray. So, I guess that is it for now for this week's episode. I guess I talked about a couple things and a whole lot of nothing. That's what I do. Accident up ahead on the road. Oh, shit. The open mic, Mike's No Mic open mic, the next one, I'm still going to plug that, is December 28th, still at the same location, in Sunbury, Pennsylvania, at the Fraternal Order of the Eagles. What the fuck? I just see road flares over the motherfucking place. Holy shit, rumble strips. yeah, check out the Mike's No Mic open mic, and if you go on YouTube right now, and I think it's, like the abbreviation for that, MNMOM official, you can find a lot of fun videos of everyone doing stand-up sets and all that fun shit. I don't know if my newest one's up yet, but if it is, I'll post the audio in this episode. Last I checked, it wasn't up yet, but you never know. So hopefully if it's not on this episode, it should be on the next one. And I'm pretty excited to hear it. I don't really remember much of it. After hearing everyone else talk about the last open mic, I realized... Shit, I missed the last half. I can't speak. The last half of the whole open mic, I don't remember. I was more inebriated than I have been at a previous open mic. I wasn't stumbling over and slurring, but I definitely had a good fucking buzz on. And, yeah. I really don't remember half of my stand-up set. I have it written down and I read the jokes, but I don't remember telling half of them. So... For some reason, I remember it going good, but that could be all in my head. It could have gone awful, so I'm kind of excited to hear it, too. So, whenever that gets up, you will hear it. Hooray. So, that is all for now. Again, I am Mike Carpenter. Thank you for listening to Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. Come again. Hooray.